Gemara Daf Zayin quotes the memory of Rabbi Yehuda that Habodech Sharuch Shivarech, that Bedikas Chametz requires a bracha. And the two possibilities, Aliba Darava, that of Rav Papi and that of Rav Papa, what is the proper Nusach HaBracha? According to Rav Papi, Mishmei Darava, the bracha is Liv Ha'er Chametz. And according to Rav Papa, is considered to be Al Bir Chametz. The Gemara explains that Liv Ha'er, with the prefix of Lamed, certainly everyone agrees that that bracha is Lahaba Mashma, that bracha has a future orientation. The Machlokis is, what about the bracha of Al Bir Chametz? According to the view of Rav Papi, that is considered to be Me'ikara Mashma. And since that is the case, it would be inappropriate to recite that bracha when it comes to Bir Chametz. And Rav Papa disagrees and says, no, that is not true, that even the bracha of Al Bir Chametz can be Lehaba Mashma as well. So the Gemara raises the following kasha, that when it comes to Bris Milah, we recite the bracha of Al Hamila, even though clearly that bracha is considered to be lehaba. We discussed at length the 2 days in Tosos here and in Shabbos, what about the bracha of lahachniso? But the bracha that the Mol recites, certainly, that is a classic birchas hamitzvah over lasiyasan, nonetheless the bracha is al hamila. Doesn't that indicate, as Rav Papa says, that even an al bracha can have a future orientation as well? So the Gemara argues that, look, when it comes to the bracha hamila, what choice do you have? That hechi neima. Should you recite the bracha of Lamul? Lamul seems to indicate a certain level of a chovas hagavra that I specifically am obligated to. So the Gemara says, is that really the case? That the Mol can go ahead and recite that bracha? Lo sagi delo ihu mahil? You mean to say that he must and no one else can perform this for smila? Certainly not. So therefore, if there isn't an absolute chovas hagavra that resides with the oseh hamitzvah, so how can you recite the bracha of Liv? And therefore, the bracha on Mila is considered to be Al. So the Gemara immediately asks, and what about if the Avi HaBen is the one who is performing the Maisa Mila, where the Avi HaBen does have a unique chiyu to perform the Milas? No, the Gemara answers, Einachinami, that according to the Avav Papi, B'chi HaGavna, if the Avi HaBen is serving as the Mol, then the bracha should be Lomul, not Na Al Hamila. So the Gemara writes that the first difference between Al and Le is this exact question, whether the bracha is considered to be La'atzmo or whether it's considered to be La'acherim. If it reflects a personal chiyuv, then Le, if I am doing so on behalf of others, then it's considered to be that which is La'acherim. This is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halach Yud Beis, and Halach Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes, when it comes to a case where a person is doing the Mila on his son, then the bracha is Lamul. If you're referring to a Maisa Mila of Ben Chavero, then the Nusach HaBracha is Al Hamila. The difference between La'atzmo as opposed to La'acherim. The Rambam writes this would extend to other cases as well, not expressly mentioned the Gemara when it comes to Kfiyas HaMezuzah. The Rambam's further example, if I am koveya my own mezuzah, in such a case, that is my chiyuv, my kiyam mitzvah, then the nusach habracha is likbo mezuzah. If I'm putting up a mezuzah for others, la'acherim, it is your home, in such a case, then it is al kviyas ha-mezuzah. So the first factor the Gemara writes is whether this kiyum is considered to be la'atzmo or whether it's considered to be la'acherim. In other words, that le implies that there's a certain chovas hagavra, that I am about to perform to satisfy this obligation, that is only true if it is la'atzmo, not if it is considered to be la'acherim. So Tosus is bothered by the following. The Tosus der maschelo, Tosus writes, and what about a case of milas hager? What would the nusach habracha be when it comes to such a milas? So Tosus writes that there the nusach habracha is with a lamed, lamul. So Tosus says, how exactly is that? Well, apparently, Tosus says that is considered to be a case of le'atzmo, la'atzmo. After all, if you'll ask the Mo'al, why are you performing this Maisa Amila for the purpose of Geirus, would he argue that I'm doing so on behalf of another? That in principle, it is someone else's chiyuv, and I am, as a next tier, I am aiding or substituting that act? Certainly not. Here, the one who is performing the Maisa Mila is as obligated to do so as anyone else, and therefore, since the Mevarech is Chayiv Lamul, right, if there's a Chiyu to see to it that he has a Bris Mila, the Ravid and Balei Nefesh quotes the Pasuk, es hanefesh asher asa b'charan, the priority of gerus. So in such a case, and whose chiyuv is that? It's not yours more than it's mine, and therefore the mevarich makes the bracha of lamu. Ma she'en kein, when it comes to milas haben, here it is a chiyuv a mitzvah which is muteles al ha'av. And then how do you finish the sentence? Right? How do you complete the thought of Tosos? It's a mitzvah which is muteles al ha'av, and therefore when the mole is doing so, the mole functions on behalf of the av. You wouldn't say that when it comes to gerus, that I'm performing the maisa gerus on behalf of whom? But when it comes here to the mila saben, good, the av is standing there. But I am functioning on behalf of the av, so therefore Tosos writes, then the brach is considered to be that which is al. So what exactly does that mean? When it comes to a case of milas hager le, when it comes to a case of ben chavero al, so if you look in Beis Alevi, chelik aleph simen yud, one word, right? And that is shlichus. That's what artosis means. That's the chiddush that the Beis Alevi writes. In other words, that when you're dealing with the case of milas hager, so if I ask the mo'el, in what capacity are you functioning, would he answer shlichus? Certainly not shlichus, no? He is as obligated to as anyone else, and therefore he independently is performing the Maisa Hamila. If you'll go over to the mole at the bris and say, in what capacity are you functioning, he will argue on behalf of the father. In other words, shlichus. And therefore, the Nusach HaBrach is considered to be that which is al. That's called la'achirim. As opposed to mila sager, that is considered to be called la'atzma, where the brach is considered to be that which is with a lamed. An interesting chiddush. That's how the Beis Halevi says. He thinks it's poshup shat in our Tosus. Even though Tosus doesn't use these words, right? But Tosus are presumably is assuming that there is shlichus when it comes to bris mila, and the mole is functioning in the capacity of a shliach, and therefore that is a case of la'cherim, and therefore you make the bracha of al. An interesting chiddush. Maybe one could have argued, not necessarily, maybe one could have argued when it comes to the case of gerus, right? Everyone is in the same tier. It's no more one person's chiyuv than another person's chiyuv, but undeniably that's not true when it comes to a typical bris. There the mitzvah is mutelas al ha'av. Maybe one could have argued, if it's a mitzvah which is mutelas al ha'av, then anyone else other than the av is going to make a bracha of al, whether he is formally operating in the capacity of a shliach, or whether, not shlichus whatsoever, but rather maybe next tier, that if the father is not discharging his obligation, we cannot allow this young child to remain in Orel, and therefore we must. But the Beis Halevi, right, prefers the first beer at Tosus, an interesting chiddush, that Tosus is assuming there is shlichus, the mole is functioning on behalf of the av as his shliach, and as such, then the Nusach HaBracha is considered to be al, because if you'll ask me, what are you doing? The answer is, right, I'm just charging the obligation of another. I'm functioning on behalf of someone else. And that's exactly what our Gemara says. On the behalf of another, then the bracha is considered to be that which is al. And this is a fundamental machlokes, this particular issue, right? The issue of shlichus when it comes to mitzvos, shlichus when it comes to mila. It's not only relevant for this case of the Gemara, but it is going to be relevant for the Hemshech HaGemara as well. Because the Gemara raises the following issue when it comes, for example, to Pesach, when it comes to cases of Kodshim, right? What exactly is the Nusach HaBracha? When it comes to Shchitas HaPesach, Shchitas Kodshim, this we'll have to discuss as well, right? In what capacity is the Shochet operating when it comes to Shchitas HaPesach, when it comes to cases of Avoda, when it comes to Shchitas Kodshim? Is that an independent schus, or is that considered to be as a form of shlichus of the Baal HaKarbon? But again, perhaps that would be very relevant to the choice of which bracha one were to go ahead and to use, because whether in fact there is shlichus, clearly there's shlichus, not only when it comes to chalos, but shlichus when it comes to mitzvos. That Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Mem Aleph, when it asks us what exactly is the source of shlichus, again, the context of the Mishnah is Haish Mekadesh Bo Vishlucho. You see that Kedushin allows for the possibility of shlichus. How do you know that that is true? The Gemara says that Minolan. So the Gemara quotes several possibilities. One is from the parsha of Gerushin, V'shilach v'shilcha. You see that the Torah recognizes a form of representation when it comes to Gerushin. And the other is when it comes to Chumas and Maiseros. There, where the Gemara is Doresh, when it comes to Chumas Maiser, Kein Tarimu Gam Atem, and Gam Atem is L'Rabbo Shluchachem, that there is Shlichus. And then the Gemara quotes the pasuk regarding Korban Pesach, which is V'shachatu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, that you see Shlichus works there. As well, there's a fascinating Tshuvas HaRivash, the Tshuvas found in Simen Reish Chav Ches, that maybe Shlichus in principle could function differently in Gerushin or Chumas and Maestros than it does when it comes to cases of Korban Pesach. You know, the Achronim have the Chakir of it found in the Rishonim, right? In terms of how is it that Shlichus functions. One could envision, for example, Shlichus as a Mesiras Koach. Mesira koach means almost like a power of attorney, in the sense that, right, I empower you to do. You can act in my stead. You can act in my behalf. And one could envision shlichus as being more than that. No, more than that. And that is what I would term a yoda richda damya. Now it's considered to be, right, an extended hand, an extension of, not just simply a mesiras koach, but yada richta damya. The Rivash points out in that shuv, without using those terms, that perhaps that's a difference between shlichus when it comes to gerushin as opposed to shlichus when it comes, for example, to Korban Pesach. When it comes to gerushin, no, the Baal has a schus, lagarish es ishto. I, the Baal HaTfua, have a schus of chumas and maishrus. Who in the world are you? What right do you have to imafrish chumas and maestros for my kri? The answer is shlichus allows me to empower you. That is a mesiras koach, a mesiras koach. When it comes to the case of, right, v'shachatu oso, that's a mesiras koach. Not necessarily. The pasuk declares that you are obligated to. You are obligated to perform this act. And a great chiddush that the Torah allows for shlichus. What does that mean? I hereby empower you. Right, the Torah tells me you should do A, and I say, you know what? That you are empowered to. Maybe it's more than that. That's the Rivash. Now, if it works when it comes to the realm of mitzvos, it's not a matter of bailus of mesiras koach. I am the Baal HaGerushin, and therefore I transfer that right to you that you can perform the Maisa Gerushin. Here, it means that the Torah says that I must do the Shechitas HaPesach, and therefore, if I appoint and you are acting on my behalf, in my stead, it is considered to be Yad HaRichta Damya, as though I have performed the Maisa Shechita. That's the Chiddush that the Tshuvas HaRivash writes. Maybe the Makar is something which is significant. I'll tell you a pretty incredible deal. Can you look at that Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph? The Gemara begins the sukkah, the sugya that Ish Mekadesh Bo Mishlucho. The Gemara says Shlichus Minolan, Shlichus Minolan. So the Gemara says V'Shilach V'Shilcha. The Gemara says Kein Tumu Gam Atem. The Gemara then quotes the third makar of Korban Pesach V'Shachatu Oso, and then the Gemara concludes only regarding that makar. The Gemara concludes Mikan Shishlucho Shladom Kamosa. It's a pretty fascinating diuk. No? Is it shlichus minalan or is it shlichus shladom kamosa? Shlichus minalan, I'm a siras koach. I'm a siras. Where do you see that I can empower others? That's true. The Gemara never uses the phrase of shlichus shladom kamosa in the context of gerushin or in the context of hafrashos chumas and maestros. Maybe it doesn't mean that it's as though you took the truma, you designated the maestro. But it means you're empowered to do so. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, if the Torah insists that I must, so therefore if shlichus functions, it means that it is though I did. No, that's what the Gemara says at Mikan, Shishlucho Shel Adam Kamoso. So perhaps a very different understanding of how shlichus works, Mesiras Koach, or it's considered to be that which is Yoda Arichta Dam. So does shlichus function in those cases? Absolutely. Is there shlichus in chalos? Yeah, gerushin is a chalos, hafrash is a chalos, Shchitas HaKarban is a mitzvah. Mitzvah v'shochato also. You see that there's shlichus at times, right, in the realm of mitzvahs as well. And what about when it comes to this case of bris milah, so fundamental machlokas? If you look in our Zarua, the Zarua writes in Hilchos Milan, Simin Kuv Zayin, that if the Avi HaBen is able to do the bris, he is not allowed to have anyone do it in his stead. The fact that a mohel can perform a bris milah is a second tier. Let's say a child doesn't have a father. The father was nifter. But so the child remains an arel. No, so now Bezdin, Kol Yisrael, is obligated lamaloso. The same thing is true, right? When a father is unable to go ahead and do so. But if a father can, then in fact he must. And if you look in Dark Emotion, Hochos Mila, what the Rama writes in Yeradei and Simen Reis Samach Dalid, the Rama writes, Mecha Tesik. Just as we assume that there's shlichus, b'chol atarakula, shulcho sharon kamoso, so too it works when it comes to bris milah as well. The Rizro writes no, and the Rama writes in Dark Emosha, absolutely yes, absolutely yes. If you look in the Ktsos, this is the famous Ktsos in Shin Pei Beis, and you look in the Shach in Shin Pei Beis, and Sif Katan Dalid, they assume that the Rush also maintains, as the Rizarua, that there's no shlichus when it comes to bris milah. No shlichus at all when it comes to bris milah. Does the Rush really say this? No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. The Rush says the following. This Rush is found in Chulin and Perek Kisli Hadam and Simen Ches. Where the Rush writes, see, what is Simen Shin Pei Beis? Shin Pei Beis is not the Simen of bris milah. Shin Pei Beis is a Choshem Mishpat. No, that's a Simen of Chotef Mitzvah. If a person has an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, and you steal the person's mitzvah, so in such a case, the Chacham declared you have to pay a knas derabanan to that person of asara zehuvin. So that's kisei hadam. A person does shechita, and the mitzvah is that the shochet should perform the kisei hadam. Lo and behold, he did the shechita, and all of a sudden you went, and you were mechas of the dam. By doing so, you stole, you deprived him of that mitzvah's kisui. So you have to pay asara zehuvin. So the Rush writes, right, in that context, the following. A father is about to go ahead and to perform a bris, and all of a sudden, someone snatches the baby and does the milah. So he has to pay the father asara zehuvin. He was chotef mitzvah. The father was about to fulfill his mitzvah, then someone else did so. He has to pay a knas of asara zehuvin. But what happens if the same guy snatched the baby and did the bris, but the father wasn't going to do the milah? It was a mohel who was going to do it. So he grabbed the baby from the mohel and then did the bris. So the Rush writes, you don't have to pay asara zehuvin. Chotef mitzvah is only if you're chotef min ha'av, not chotef min ha'mohel. Why is that true? There, the Rush doesn't really explain. So that's the Chiddush of the Ktzos and the Shach point out as follows, because after all, no shlichus when it comes to bris milah. Against, apparently, our Tosus. No shlichus when it comes to bris milah. So if the father is going to fulfill his mitzvah and someone else does so, yeah, he's chotef mitzvah. But if the father already designated, relegated the mitzvah to someone else, and there is no shlichus, so the father is not fulfilling his mitzvah even when the mohel does so. So if someone is chotef mitzvah, who are you chotef mitzvah from? Right? The mohel does not bear this chiyuv. It's a mitzvah ha'av. A mitzvah ha'av that the father was not fulfilling. So there's no case of chotef mitzvah. So that's the chiddush that the Rosh writes. There's no asara zehuvim. So the Shach and the Ktzos assume there's no shlichus when it comes to bris milah. Right, like that chiddush of the Or Zeruah. Why should that be? Why should we assume that even though there's a parsha of shlichus, there's no shlichus when it comes to bris milah? And when the mohel does so, he's doing so b'toras bezdin, b'toras klal Yisrael, but not as a shliach of the av. And that's what the Beis Levi points out. According to this mahalach, it will be difficult to assume the distinction of artosis. So what's the difference as to whether it's a mila of a ger or a mila of a born Jew? In both cases, the mohel is acting independently. Independently. So Tosus assumes there is shlichus. According to the Rashi, the Tosus says no shlichus. Why shouldn't there be shlichus? Why shouldn't there be shlichus? So the Tosus quotes, right, this is the famous discussion of the Tosus Rid. The Tosus quotes the Tosus Rid in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, Der Maschoshani, where the Tosus Rid writes the following line, that if you have a mitzvah, shechayvu hamokom, lasos bigufo, you have a mitzvah, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah commanded you to personally fulfill, lasos bigufo, what do you mean? Someone else is going to do so instead of you. How does that work? And vahulo yasa klum. You have something which is a chiyuv lasos begufo. That's the phrase that Tosos read. Lasos begufo. You have a mitzvah shebegufo. What do you mean? You're going to decide, I'm not doing it, I'll have someone else do it on my behalf. Namecha teisi. In other words, that bris milah is considered to be a mitzvah shebegufo, and therefore there's no possibility of shlichus. Therefore, if the father can, he must, and if the father cannot, yeah, so next year, klal yisro bezdin, but not as a form of shlichus at all. So that's the chiddush that the Ktzos writes. What's surprising about this Ktzos is it's against what the Ktzos wrote earlier. Now, this Ktzos is found in Shin Pei Beis. In Shin Pei Beis, the Ktzos writes, the reason that there's no shlichus when it comes to bris milah is because milah is considered to be a mitzvah shebegufa. Mitzvah shebegufa. What exactly do we mean, a mitzvah shebegufa? So earlier, the Ktzos addresses this. The Ktzos is found in Kuf Pei Beis. In Kuf Pei Beis. The Ktzos quotes the Tosus Rid. Somewhat of a pella. And Tosus Rid writes, when it comes to a chiyuv lasos begufa, mitzvah shebegufa, there's no shlichus. What exactly does that mean? So here the Ktzos writes the following. Shlichus applies to midi de asiya. Asiya, an act. An act can be performed through others. So therefore, if there is an act, a maisa kedushin, a maisa gerushin, a maisa hafrasha, so the Torah institutes the concept of shlichus, so therefore good, we can attribute, right, that act to, right, the mishalech, that's fine. But sometimes, the Torah demands a condition. For example, when it comes to tefillin, you're right, there is a hanachas tefillin. You have to don the tefillin, that's true. But where do you don the tefillin? Anywhere? No, it has to be, right? Al metzcho, al besaro. It has to be on your rosh. It has to be on your yad. So you're going to say shlichus? What does shlichus mean? That he will put on the tefillin, and again, so how do you finish the sentence? And since there is shlichus, it's as though someone else is wearing the tefillin. It's as though someone else is wearing the tefillin. That the Torah never states. He will sit in sukkah, and it's as though that I am residing tachas kanfei hasukkah. Yeah, that's true. How does that work? If you're dealing with an act, am I safrasha, am I seclusion, am I segerishin, good, so we can attribute that act to you. But if you're dealing with a mitzius, a matzav, a condition, a reality that you must be enveloped in the defanos of the sukkah, agavra hamuchtar betfilin, that come in Rosh Hashanah Yod Zayin we just discussed, karkafta demanach tfilin. How are you a karkafta demanach tfilin? Ayidei shlichus. That is what the Ktzos writes, is the meaning of a mitzvah shebegufo. When all the Torah says is an act, you can envision shlichus. When the Torah says that something has to happen literally to your being, to your body must dwell in the sukkah. You must place the tefillin on your body. You must envelop yourself in the tzitzis. In such a case, how can that be? The hisyachsus, the attribution of shlichus, means that my act is attributed to you, but certainly it's not going to change, right, any such condition. And that is the meaning of the Tosus Rid. A mitzvah shebegufo. That's what the Ktzos said earlier in Kuf Pei Beis. Well, what's somewhat surprising is if that really is the Hagdara of that Tosos Rid, so how does that justify a Shin Pei Beis that there shouldn't be Shlichus when it comes to Bris Milah? Why? Why is that applicable to Bris Milah? No? Very unclear. That Lechorah should mean as follows. You're right. You're going to do a Bris Milah on baby A, and you're going to say that Shlichus should view it as though that baby B has a Bris Milah? No, obviously not. No? Al Gufo. Here we're not talking about that. Right? Undeniably, the child is Mohul. The question is the Maisa HaMitzvah of Bris Milah. Can we attribute it to the Av if it's done? Ayyadei HaShliach. Lechorah, one would argue that based on the Aktsos and Kuf Pei Beis, right, the definition of Mitzvah Sheba Gufo, so Bris Milah should fall to the category of a mitzvah where there is shlichus, maybe like our Tosus, according to the Beis Halevi, as opposed to utilizing the Tosus Rid, right, to tell us why the Rush maintains that there is no shlichus. Right, that's a difficult chiddush when you combine, right, the two chiddushim that the maybe the Tosus should mean something else. But when you see how the Tosus Rid is defined by the Ktzos, it's surprising that when it comes to Bris Milah, right, one would argue, therefore, based on this Tosus Rid, there is no such possibility. One could argue that the Tosus Rid, when there is shlichus, when there is no shlichus, mitzvah sheba gufo, as opposed to that which is not a mitzvah sheba gufo, maybe implies a very different distinction. And that's what we've alluded to many times. We called that recently, the Marach or Zerua found in Kuf Chav Ches. And this is what Rav Chanan discusses at length in the Kobet Shiurim, right, in the Sugin Ksuvah Staf Ayin Dalet, and Ksuvah is an Os Reish Nun Gimel. Rav Chanan writes at length, Marach or Zerua, in the context of Bris Milah, that there are two different gedarim, two different categories of mitzvah satara. There is that where the ikar hamaisa is exactly that. The mitzvah is asiya, it's maisa hamitzvah. As opposed to other cases where the mitzvah biikara is the consequence, the totsah, the poyotze, the chalos. And that, Marach HaRizura writes, right, is the difference. When you're dealing with cases where the Maisa HaMitzvah is the Ikar, then there is no Shlichus. There is no Shlichus. So when it comes for Achilas Matzah, where it is the act of Achilas Matzah, or the act of Netilas Lulav, how in the world could one envision, right, Shlichus? But when you have a category of mitzvos where the Torah tells us that it is ikro b'chalos, it is the totzos ha-mitzvah. Well, of course, when it comes to kedushin, there's a maisa kedushin. But the maisa kedushin is, right, a descript means to an end, to attain a chalos ishus. A maisa hafrasha is to have truma maisa to uproot the chalos tevel. It's not a coincidence that you're mafresh, and lo and behold, now you have truma. And lo and behold, that there no longer is a shem tevel. What is driving the hafrasha is that chalos, that totsah, that poyotze. That's when Marach HaRizura writes that one can already envision that a mitzvah can be done, right, al yedei acherim. Because even if someone else were to go ahead and do so, right, I have seen to it that chalos, right, has been attained. Maybe that's what the Tosus Rid means. It's clearly what Marach HaRizura writes. Maybe one could argue that's exactly the Hagdara of the Tosus Rid. Maybe yes, maybe no. A mitzvah shebegufo means a chiyuv lasos begufo, meaning what we would term a chobas hagavar, where the Torah says you must do. When the Torah says that, no, that we are concerned with, right, a particular consequence. It doesn't mean, as the Ktzos writes, al gufo. The Torah says tefillin has to be on your body, so shlichus does not mean it's on your body. Your being has to be in the sukkah, but maybe, right, the difference is whether what the Torah is stressing is that aspect of asiya, maisa mitzvah, or whether that's considered to be that which is chalos. See, both biurim, whether you assume as the ktsos or whether you assume as marach or zarua, both, one could argue, would allow shlichus in the case of bris milah. After all, as we mentioned, that in the case of bris milah, it's not that the maisa milah is occurring to anyone other than the rach hanolad. No. Of course, he is the one who is the object of the milah. It's just his yachsu samaisa. In such a case, maybe then shlichus would work. And if you assume the biur of totsa, chalos, poyotze, isn't that certainly true of bris milah? That it's not just a maisa hamitzvah, but an absolute chalos hamitzvah, where maybe one could envision the chalos can be attained even al-yedei shliach. The Beis Halevi, the comments in our Tosos, right, in Chelek Aleph, in Simen Yud, the Beis Halevi writes this about bris milah. The bris milah, in explaining our Tosos, why is there shlichus? Because it's a mitzvah which is ikra b'chalos, and if it's ikra b'chalos, ikra b'totzah, then one can envision that that chalos, that totzah, can be accomplished even al yedei acherim. And the totzah samil, the chalos is, right, to be chosum ba'os bris kodesh. Chosum ba'os bris kodesh. That's the chiddush that the Beis Halevi writes to explain why, in fact, there should be shlichus in those particular cases. In discussing like these two options that Merach or Zura writes, the Chiddush of Rabbi Chanan, the Chora one just has to go a step further. Right, just with the following Ha'ara. There are certain cases, certain categories, like Achilas Matzah, like Netilas Lulav, like Yeshiv Basukah, where Maisa Mitzvah. And in those cases, there's no possibility of shlichus at all. Mitzvah shebegufa. No possibility of shlichus at all. And then there are cases where one lechora could argue the other extreme, totzah. In which case, one could argue, you don't even require shlichus. For example, if you look in the Machne Ephraim is found in Hilchos Shluchim in Simen Yud Aleph. There's a known piece in Machne Ephraim where the Machne Ephraim writes, when the Torah tells us that, you know, you have a house and people access the roof, you're obligated to go ahead and to build to affix a makel gagecha. So in such a case, the Machne Ephraim writes the following chiddush, that do I have to hire a Jewish worker to go ahead and to affix the makkah? No, I can just all day goy. Well, how is that possible? There's a mitzvah. And a goy is not a bar hachiv shlichus. The Machne Ephraim said, what do you mean? Asiyas hamakkah does not require shlichus. Doesn't require shlichus. Because asiyas hamakkah is purely the totzah. The Torah says there's a concern of simas damim. And if you will safeguard, you'll erect a barrier, that's considered to be sufficient. Does it really matter whether the barrier is constructed by a bar chiyuva, not a bar chiyuva? You have to have a kedushas Yisrael to go ahead and do so. There he writes, bottom line, that is the koveya. And therefore you don't require shlichus when it comes to asiya samake, because that is purely totza. And the Machram goes a step further, which is a further chiddush, but a step further, that b'chi ha'gavna, the Yisrael will make the bracha on the makkah, even though the makkah is erected by a guy, because the Torah is not concerned with the banging of the nails. The chiyuv is to see to it that the area is safeguarded, that there's no simas danim, ki yipol hanofel, and the Yisrael is fulfilling that chiyuv if it's done, ayyadei anachrim. Right? Chiddush in Machne Ephraim. Number one, that there's a bracha on asiyas makkah. There's no such gemara that you make a bracha when you put a makkah l'gagecha. We'll have to discuss a little bit with our sugya, which mitzvahs have brachas, but Machan Ephraim, there is a bracha. And his chiddush on Gavi chiddush is that the bracha is made by the Yisrael, even if an Akum goes ahead and erects the barrier. Interesting chiddush. If you look in your day in Simen Kuf Chaf, the Pri Chadosh writes, Tvilas Kelim. Tvilas Kelim. Doesn't require a bar chiyuva. The only reason you should have someone, a gadol, is for the nemanus. The person comes back and says, okay, I was tovel all the kelim. Is there nemanus? So if a guy does so, does a guy have nemanus? If a katan does so, does a katan have nemanus? But forget about the nemanus issue. We know it was done. We were watching. But tvilas kelim, the pichadosh is, doesn't require shlichus, doesn't require bar chiyuva. It is all totsah. If the kli happens, right, a little bit of an earthquake, that thing, and the kli falls into the mikveh, that's also good. Now, it's all ikra b'totza. You don't require the maisa hamitzvah, so to speak. The Tshuva Sarashba writes, a pretty fascinating chiddush, it's found in Chelek Aleph, in Tshuva Shin Nun Zayin, dini nefashos. Right, the Gemara often uses a term of shliach bezdin. Who is the Shliach Bezdin? It's not a typical Jewish profession, not to have to be the Shliach Bezdin for Dini Nefashos. No? So Bezdin hires a gangster, non-Jewish person to go ahead and do the Dini Nefashos. The Rashba writes, that's good. Right? You need a person who's chayiv in mitzvos, who is a barachi of, who's yeshno betoras. No, we don't need that. The pasuk says, "Uveyarta hara mikabecha," and "Uveyarta mikabecha" will be accomplished, right? Whether or not. The person is a bar chiyuva, not a bar chiyuva. So it's a fascinating extreme that there are certain cases where shlichus is inoperative, and then there are certain cases, just pitching in the opposite direction, where shlichus is unnecessary. Unnecessary. And then you have shlichus in mitzvahs. Maybe one could have argued, well, maybe there's no shlichus in mitzvahs. It's either one or the other. Either no shlichus, right, because it doesn't work, or no shlichus unnecessary. No, one of the makaros is Karban Pesach. The mitzvah of Karban Pesach has shlichus. So you do see that there is a mid hagdara of a mitzvah that requires shlichus, and shlichus functions. Right, there is derech hamamutzah. Now there's the shvil hazav, where it's necessary and it's sufficient. Not that it's unnecessary, not that it's insufficient. No, it's an important halacha. In other words, cases such as, let's say, shchita sakarban, where undeniably there's a concept of chalos. But are you going to argue it is pure chalos? The guy will tell you, when I made the makkah, I didn't have kavana, I didn't have lishma, right? You'll tell the guy it's okay. It really doesn't matter, no? You'll have a shchitas hakarban without kavana and without lishma. That matters, right? You have a shini kodesh that will render the karban as being pasul. In other words, you see that there's certain areas, well, of course, right? The chalos is critical, but it does not mean that the pu'ula is irrelevant. And that's the chiddush. Sometimes it's hard to know exactly whether it's, the categories A and C are more obvious. Category B is a more subtle category. But in Bris Milah, is it ikro betotza? Yes, ikro betotza. Achalos orel, chosum bos bris kodesh. But to what extent do we argue, but there is a maisa hamila, that would argue that, well, if it can be done ayidei acherim, it requires shlichus. As opposed to arguing, it doesn't require shlichus at all. It's interesting chiddush. We pointed out the Sigin of Arizona, Dav Chav Ches, where the Gemara seems to assume, in principle, Mila does not require a bar chiyuva. Because the Gemara wants to know, why is it that a guy cannot be a moel? And the Gemara quotes, Agzera Sakosuv. Why is it that a guy can't be a mo'al? Pretty unusual. You need a gzera sakasa that a guy can't be a mo'al. The Gemara has the drasha either as brisi tishmor or himol yimol, hamol yimol, a separate chiddush akra that a guy cannot go ahead and be a mol. And the Gemara has machlokas, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, whether an isha is ksher lamol. How can an isha be ksher lamol? She's not a bar chiyuv in the mitzvah. The machlokas is based on drashas. The Ktos writes an interesting chiddush. Let's say a katan does bris milah. The Ktos writes that a katan is kosher for milah. A katan can perform. How advisable that is, but a katan is capable of performing. The only issue the Ktos raises here, this discussion the Ktos, is if bris milah requires shlichus. Oh, so a katan is not a bar hachi of shlichus. Yeah, but that wouldn't mean it's a milah psula. That would mean that if the milah is done, ayde akatan, it's not going to revert back to the father. If the father empowered a katan to go into the bris. The Ktos writes in Shin Pei Beis that undeniably it's a milah kshera, but should you do such a thing? Well, if there's no shlichus at all when it comes to bris milah, so let the katan do it. If it requires shlichus, you have a problem. Right, that a katan is not a barachi of shlichus. But apparently you see that there's no need for a barachi yuva. It's an interesting chiddush. The fact that a katan is not considered to be included, that does not necessarily disturb us in that sense. So it's an interesting chiddush. Of the various gradations. The machlokas rishonim, whether shlichus works when it comes to the case of bris milah, or even whether shlichus is even necessary when it comes to bris milah. Maybe shlichus is even unnecessary. As long as the child is chosum ba'os bris kodesh, that is considered to be sufficient. Even that rush, in Parakisi Adam, in Simen Ches, that writes the Asar Ezehuvim, just the following ha'ara, one has to be somewhat careful. And assuming that, because the Rush argues that there's no shlichus when it comes to bris milah, that's so obvious. That's what the Rush necessarily means. Maybe not. Rush always once suggested that Rush is not really so relevant to the shlichus issue. Maybe that Rush is very relevant to the Asar HaZehuvim issue. Asar HaZehuvim issue. In other words, maybe the Rush is telling you the following. If I go ahead and I steal a mitzvah, I have to pay a knas. When did Chazal insist that you pay the knas? Chotef mitzvah. Maybe one could argue something entirely different. When a person goes ahead and performs a mitzvah, on the one hand it's a kiyum mitzvah, no doubt. But a ma'aseh mitzvah has a life of its own. Let's say a person goes ahead and he performs a mitzvah al yidei shliach. Fresh shumas ma'aseh, so pasuk der shlichus, so I don't do it. I didn't have it. Someone else do it. The obligation is discharged al yidei acherim. Is there a chalos afrasha? 100%. But if I were to ask you, the mishaleach, is he osek b'mitzvah? Is he involved in the pursuit of a mitzvah, avodas Hashem? What do you mean? He's sitting there doing something entirely different. And the mitzvah is being done al yidei acherim. Even if you'll assume that there is shlichus, but undeniably that there's something missing when the mitzvah is al yidei shliach as opposed to the mishaleach performing mitzvah himself. For example, what the Gemara writes in Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, mitzvah bal yosei b'shlucho. The mishaleach would not get the schar for the asiyas ha-mitzvah. One could argue as follows, that if I appoint a shliach, and he goes ahead and does the mitzvah on my behalf, you know what? Yotzi yidei chavasa. He satisfied the shuras hadin. Niftar miyidei chavasa. I exempted myself. But you're not going to have bragging rights. No, you're not going to be able to say, I was osek in mili d'shmaya. sitting back and doing nothing, have someone else perform the mitzvah on my behalf. In other words, even if they're ishlichos. Now, undeniably that something is compromised when it is not you. You know, we described the Tosus and Brachos and Avchav Aleph. Even if you have a principle of Shomea Kona means I'm mamish there, I'm listening. But Tosus says one thing is clear, Aniya Adif Tfei. It's better to do something yourself than reliance on someone else. The passion of Avodas Hashem requires that element. And Tosus calls that Hidur Mitzvah. Tosus and Brachos Chaf Aleph and Tosus and Sukkadaf Lamedches calls that a Mitzvah and a Mubchar. There's much more to a mitzvah than Yatzi Dei Chavasa. So maybe one could argue the Chiddush the Rosh is simply this. That the only time that the Chachamim imposed the Knas of Asara Zehuvim is when you deny a person the mitzvah Bishlimusa. To say it very simply, this guy is going to do everything. The Maisa Mitzvah, the Kiyama Mitzvah, the Skula Mitzvah, the Avodas Hashem, and I deprive him of all of that. Chazal were kovei a certain knas. Let's assume the guy wasn't going to do any of that. But you're right, he appointed a shliach to do the act of Bris Milah. And you know what? Let's assume like our Tosas, there is shlichus. And if there is shlichus, Yatzi Yedei Chavasa, who says that Chazal imposed a knas of Asar Zehuvim just because that as a result of your involvement, I can't claim Niftar Yedei Chavasi. Maybe that wasn't the Knas of Asar Zehuvim. Maybe the Knas of Asar Zehuvim was, very simply, the person's enthusiasm, his passion to fulfill the mitzvah, Mamish Bishlemuso, and I deny him entirely. In other words, that you can't be medayik from that rush, whether Shlichus or Shlichus does not necessarily occur at all. And maybe one could even suggest, you know, a completely different viewer, right, in that view of, right, the Tosus Rid. You know, the Achron treat that Tosus Rid, a hagdara of a mitzvah shebegufa. So if something meets that requirement of a mitzvah shebegufa, in such a case, then there's no shlichus. But typical mitzvahs, which is not a mitzvah shebegufo, yeah, one could envision shlichus. Maybe one could argue somewhat in the opposite terms. And that is that it's not the mitzvah shebegufo, right, where because of this unique category of mitzvah, there is no shlichus. Right? Almost all the mitzvahs of the Torah are the mitzvahs that the Torah insists a person must do. That's simply what the Tosus Rid writes. When the Torah goes ahead and insists that this is what you must do in such a case, so then there's no possibility of shlichus. All mitzvos, lulav, tzitzis, and shofar, and sukkah, that's all the case. The yotze min haklal, where there is shlichus, those are a select few. Those are a select few. Kedushin, gerushin, trumas and maestros, karban pesach. What do they have in common? So maybe the Chiddush really is the following. We always assume, right, the principle, saying Suvas Dafayin Dalet, Milsa de Isha B'Shlichus, Isha B'Tnai. No? Tnai and Shlichus go hand in hand, no? That's what the Gemara writes. Tnai and Shlichus go hand in hand. How do you know Mishpatei HaTnai, B'nei Gona, B'nei Ruvein? Well, the division of Eretz Yisrael was done Ayidei Shliach, so Milsa de Yisa B'tnai, Yisa B'Shliach. So Tosus is bothered. What, a Gzeres HaKosuf? It's just a Gzeres HaKosuf that Shlichus and T'nai go hand in hand, two unrelated, independent conditions, but for whatever reason, they kind of go together. So Tosus writes very briefly, and this is what Chaim elaborated, no, T'nai and Shlichus are not independent. T'nai and Shlichus are both indicators of the very same point. You know what that point is? Bailus. How do I know that I am the Baal HaChalos? How do I know that I can control? You know what the answer is? Well, you know what? can you affix a tanai? Can you change the condition? Can you give a get al tanai? Can you do a kedushin al tanai? If the answer is yes, you see that you can control the, you are the bal hachefetz, you are the bal haget, you're the bal hamaisa kedushin. Oh, so therefore, isa b'shlichus, isa b'tanai. Right, a function of bailus, a bailus. You know, there's a fascinating Tosos HaRosh, and that's Sugyan Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara says that you have a pasuk of a shilach, which tells us, Malamed Shehu Osa Shliach, a Baal can appoint a Shliach for Gerishin. Vishilcha, Malamed Shehi Osa Shliach. Tosos HaRosh is very bothered. Right? Well, you know there's Shlichus when it comes to Gerishin. So once you know that there's Shlichus, and the Baal can divorce his wife, Ayidei Shliach, why do you need another drasha to tell us that she can divorce Ayidei? Isn't it obvious that if there's shlichus for gerushin, it hits both ways, and that he can and she can? Why do you need an additional drasha of v'shilcha melamed shehi osa shliach? The Tosfos writes, there's a world of difference. No, a get can only be given midas habal, and a get can be given bar karcho shel ha'isha. So, if the get requires the das habal, if he is the bal haget, yeah, very mistaber that he can appoint a shliach. An isha, but she's a player. You don't need her consent. The get can be given bal karcha. Where do you see that you can have something which is bal karcha, but you have the right to appoint a shliach? So Tosfos HaRosh writes this unbelievable chiddush, that that's when you need gzeiras hakasu. And you know what? Even when you have the gzeiras hakasu, maybe the shlichus functions, not for us now, but completely differently. Shlichus habal when it comes to gerishin, and shlichus ha'isha when it comes to gerishin. Because shlichus habal when it comes to gerishin, yeah, he's the bal hamaisa, the bal hachalos. When it comes to gerishin, it's unusual, despite the fact that she has no say, she can appoint a shliach. If you wanted to use the terms I began with, one could argue the shlichus when it comes to gerushin the baal is a mesiras koach. Mesiras koach. The power invested into me, the baal transfers to someone else, the maisa gerushin. When it comes to an isha, what? Mesiras koach? What mesiras koach? You don't need any consent. The get can be given baal koach. It's not mesiras koach. Maybe one could argue a concept of a yoda richtadamya, that the shilcha is mechadesh, that when the get is given to her shliach, it's as though it's v'nasan biyada. Maybe a different type of shlichus entirely. See, the cases where you have shlichus when it comes to mitzvahs, right, whether it's hafrasha, karban pesach, given kedushin, maybe one could argue they all have a tzad shava shabahem. And that is, there's an element of bailus. Kedushin, gerushin, the bal hachalos, tnai, shlichus, the Baal HaTvua, the Baal HaKarbon. Maybe one could argue that the exceptional cases are where there is shlichus. When the Torah tells you that the mitzvah is a function of bailus, like in Kinyanim, yeah, then you understand very well that one could envision shlichus. When it comes to a typical mitzvah, which is a mitzvah lasos begufo, no fancy lamdos, a bailus. You're the bal hatfilin, you're the bal hatalis. The Torah says, do this and do that. In such a case, that's the chiddush, the Tosfos read. In such a case, right, then there's no such possibility of shlichus, right, in those elements. So again, this is critical for shlichus and mila, but the reason I elaborate is also because the Hemshech and Gemara that we'll see, and that is Pesach and Kodshim. The Al and Li issue, because that's going to be very critical in terms of, right, the Shlichus question. How exactly are these mitzvahs performed? See, this is important in terms of the next distinction of the Gemara. The first distinction of the Gemara says, you want to know Al and Li? So question one, Atzmo and Acherim. Atzmo is Li, Acherim is Al. Good? The Gemara now is very bothered. And what about when it comes to Shechita? When it comes to Shechita, right, there the Nusach is Al, right? And what do you mean? Rav Papi said Al is L'sha'avar. In Shechita, how is that Lisha'ava? Shechita is a classic Berachas HaMitzvah, which indeed is over L'Asiyasa. So the Gemara writes, wait a second, Shechita somehow is different. Why? Here you find two girsels in the Gemara. Our girs in the Gemara is as follows, that lo sagi delav ihu shachit. Lo sagi delo ihu shachit. What does that mean? Must he perform the shechita? What do you mean? He doesn't have to do the shechita. Can be done idea acherim. Must he perform the shechita? In other words, as we said before, that this is an extension of the previous distinction of atzmo as opposed to acherim. When it's a chovas hagavra that you must, I understand. Then lamed. When it comes to shechita, which is ke'en rishus, I do not have to. So in such a case, then the nusach habracha is al. So since I don't have to do the shechita, so in such an instance, then even a puppy would read the bracha is considered to be al. If you look in the Meiri in our sugya, and if you look elsewhere in the Ramban, right, the Ramban is found in Sefer Mitzvos and Shoresh Rishon, where the Ramban cites our Gemara. And the Ramban also cites it with a very, with one word missing. No? The word ihu is not there. That's the Meiri's Girsan, our sugya. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how do you recite the bracha and shechita? Allah shechita? What do you mean it's lahaba? How does Rav Papi understand that? The Gemara answers, lo sagi, right, delo shachit. Lo sagi delo shachit. Not lo sagi delo ihu shachit. That has a very different emphasis, no? So if you have the word ihu, it means, must he be the one to perform the shechita? If he does not have to do it, is that a chovas hagavra? And therefore, the nusach is al. If you assume lo sagi de lo shachit, it means something else entirely. Right? It means, is there any chiyuv at all? Forget about him. Does one have to do shechita? Does anyone have to do shechita? No, that's what the Ramban writes. Lo sagi de lo shachit means, is it insufficient if we don't shecht? There's no imperative to shecht at all. If you look, for example, in Tosus and Shavuos, Chavdal Amad Aleph, Der Maschel HaOchel, Tosus writes the name of the Ritzva, that true, the Pasuk says, Vizavachta, Vizavachta, Kasher Tzivisicha. Tosus says, what, that's a Chiyuv? There's a Mitzvah of Shechita? Tosus writes, no, that Ba Lahatir Esa Iser. Shechita is a Matir. Shechita is not a mitzvah. So therefore, we're discussing what is a berachas hamitzvah. The Gemara answers, Shechita is not a mitzvah. Shechita is a rishus. And on a rishus, the bracha is always al. The Ritzva writes that upirish lach, when the pasuk says v'zavachta, is telling us b'shechita sharya v'lo b'nechira. But if you want to partake, so you have to do shechita. But not that it's an absolute mitzvah. If you look in the Rambam, and here in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam writes, Avon Netilas Yadayim, or shechita, Hol Ukedivrei Rishusein. Hol Ukedivrei Rishusein. Shechita is a dvar rishus. Afilu shachat la'atzmo. Even if it's your animal. But no one is obligated to do shechita. And therefore, mevarach al hashechita, and the same is true of al kisi adam, and the same is true of al netilas yadayim. It's a dvar rishus. Right? That le always implies an imperative. It means must, and it means I must. So if it's acherim, then al. If it isn't even a chiyuv, I must, also al. The Kesef Mishnah adds to the list, the Rambam writes, until the Sidayim Shechita, the Kesef Mishnah there, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, the case of Mishneh adds the case of Tefillah. Why is the bracha al ha-tvila? The Kesem Mishnah suggests because tvila is a dvar rishus. Lo litvo vel litar. If you don't desire to become tahor, there is no imperative to have tvila. It's a milsa de rishus. And a milsa de rishus, there's never a bracha of lit. That's the chiddush that the Rambam writes, and the Kesem Mishnah is the case of tvila as well. Now, you look in the Gemara, for example, in Beit Zedaf Yud Ches, the Gemara discusses Tevila on Yom Kippur, Tevila on Tisha B'Av. There Tosas discusses, do we assume Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah? Tosas says, no, we assume Tevila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. What is Tevila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah? No? You don't have to do it today, but there's a Mitzvah Tevila. The Kesem Mishnah writes, you know why Tevila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah? Because... let's delete the word zmana for the time being. Tevila is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv of tevila. So therefore, right, guess the Mishnah writes, a dvar rishus. That's the chiddush that the Rambam writes. You don't recite a bracha with the lamed if something is considered to be a dvar rishus. And dvar rishus in the tiras yedayim in shchita. Therefore the bracha is al. Well, interesting chiddush. You know, also as a chiddush, just ties in what we discussed not so long ago. You look in the Rambam just a little bit earlier, Halacha Yud Beis. What's the nusach habracha on hafrashas chumas and maestros? The Rambam writes, lehafrish. In other words, what is true of hafrashas chumas and maestros is not true of shchita. Shchita is a matir. And Afrashas Shumas and Maestros is a mitzvah. Let's come out and furish in the Rambam. No? This is always quoted as the Chiddush of the Taz, right? You just have this. No Taz, Nirodeya, Semen Aleph, Sivkot, Yud Zayin. Right, there's a big difference between Afrashas Shumas and Maestros and Shchita. Afrashas Shumas and Maestros, a mitzvah. And Shchita is not. If you don't desire to eat, you don't have to be mafrish, but if you don't desire to eat, if you don't desire to eat, you don't have to do a shchita, but if you don't desire to eat, of course you have to eat mafrish. Alright, and that was the Hagav Rabbi Kveger. Minayin, mehechateisi. Where do you see that that's true? That even if you don't desire, you have to be mafrish? Mehechateisi. Where do you see that that's true? And he quotes the Magen Avram, and Hilchasis Simen Ches, and we quote the Gaon of Kabin, this disagrees, no? The Taz and the Gaon against the Magen Avraham Kveger, Poshib Shas before Shem Rambam, our Rambam, no? Because the Ram discusses the Nusach HaBracha. The Ram writes the Bracha is Lehafrish, but the Bracha is Al HaShchita. And the Ram writes the reason it's Al HaShchita is because it's a Dvar Rishus, because unless you want to eat, you don't have to do Shchita. Yeah, and how do you finish the sentence? And when it comes to HaFrash Shem HaSem HaYisrael, I guess even if you don't have to eat, you have to eat Mafrish, no? Therefore the Bracha is considered to be Mahafrish. That's a fascinating deal. No, it came out in Furish in the Rambam. Right? That Chiddush that the Taz writes. Right? That the Gaon has a Raya from Mises Kabin. But again, here, the Choris seems that way. It's considered to be that which is a Dvar Rishus, as opposed to that which is considered to be a Chov. If you look in the Raya in Halacha Tezvav is Masig. And what about Al Mikra Megillah? Why is it Al Mikra Megillah? As the Raya is Kasha? I must read the Megillah. And it's over Lasiyasan. And I must, it's not a Dvar Rishus. Right, so the Ravid writes an interesting Chiddush. That maybe one could argue as follows. The Ravid writes, they're in Halacha Tezvav. Maybe kol mitzvah shehi midivrehem is ke'en rishus. If something is only a chiyuv derabanan, that means that mi'ikar hadin daraisa is a rishus. So is the chiyuv derabanan going to trump rishus daraisa? If on that which is a rishus, like shchita, netilas yadayim, kisui hadam, that is only worthy of an al, because from the Torah perspective, you don't have to. So what about a mitzvah derabana? So the Rav writes, maybe that's why the Nusach HaBrach is al mikra megillah. Because mitzvah derabanan, the Nusach apparently should always be al. Well, the Rav continues, kashali ner Hanukkah. Isn't the Nusach HaBrach lehadlik? So the Rav writes, we mentioned this Rav before Hanukkah, right? No. Ooh. This bracha that we recite and hadlokas and eros in our home, hukva al nero shebe mikdash. Yeah, this is an extension of the mitzvah of hadlokas and eros in mikdash. That's the chiddush that the Ravid writes. In order to indicate that pirsum hanes, Chazal were koveya the nusach daraisa for the mitzvah of hadlokas and eros. It is a chiddush that the Ravid writes. Therefore, it's lehadlik, because lehadlik is the bracha that's recited in Halakas and Eros and Mikdash. And therefore, Asu Kishal Torah. An interesting chiddush. So now the Gemara says, if that's true, what about when it comes to Pesach and Kodshim? When it comes to Pesach and Kodshim, Ekelemema. Because Pesach and Kodshim, isn't that considered to be that which is a chova? A chova. That's not considered to be that which is a rishus. So the Gemara answers, yeah, you know, chinami. Shchita in general is a rishus. And therefore it's al hashchita. But Pesach and Kodshim, you know, chinami, it's a chova. You're right. So the bracha is lishchot. The bracha is lishchot. We're not going to make the same bracha for shchitas chulin as we would for shchitas kodshim. We don't want you to think like hadlakas and eros that this is an extension of. This is not an extension of. Say nachinami. For shchita, it's al hashchita. For Pesach and kodshim, then the nusach habras is considered to be that which is lishchot. What exactly does it mean? It's a chova. Pesach and Kodshim is considered that which is a chova. So Rashi writes, Dermaskal Pesach, Rashi says, Habayli mitzdavu. It's a chova on the Baal HaKarban. It's a chova on the Baal HaKarban. Not just simply that one must. After all, the Girsanar Gemara is Shchita Lav Ihu. Ihu. What did Ihu mean, that key word? Right? That you don't have to. You don't have to. Well, what do you mean? And what about Pesach and Kodshim? You have to. Why do you have to? Rashi says, Habana Mitzdavu. Tichsiv v'samach yadu v'shachat. The Pesach in the very beginning of Chumash Vayikra. So if you have to, good. The Nusach HaBrach is lit. So take a look at the Rishash in our sugya. Rishash points out, is that really true? Rashi says, a pasuk, no. V'samach yado v'shochat. So therefore, habani nitzdavu. And therefore the prefix is considered to be lit. The Rishash says, if you take a look at the Gemara Menachos and Daf Yud Tes Samad Aleph, Gemara says not that way. The Gemara writes the following: V'samach v'shochat imas micha b'baylim af shchita b'baylim. Maybe one would think, well, just as when I offer a karban, I have to do smicha. So too, maybe we should argue the same thing is true when it comes to shchita as well. The Gemara answers, not true. The Gemara writes, Goli Rachmana b'shchitas paro shel kohen. When it comes to the par that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, there the Pasuk stresses, v'shochat es ha-par chatos asher lo. This carbon, which is his, he, the Kohen Gadol, has to do shchita. Michlal de ba'alma lo ba'u ba'ilin. That means, in general, not true. Not true? Rosh Hashanah is not going to be, no. Rashi writes, ha'ba'ilin istavu. You see what Rashi writes, ha'ba'ilin istavu? Because the Gemara has been stressing Ihu. If it's your chiyuv, then live. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, and what about Pesach in Kodshim? Isn't it your chiyuv? So Rashi, where is it your chiyuv? Samach v'shachat. Rosh Hashanah points out, but it's against the Gemara. The Gemara entertains such a hekish, and the Gemara says it's not true. You see from the partial Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur that really it's not true. Smicha you have to do, but Shechita does not require a din bayin. How do you understand the Gemara? What exactly is the Chiddush of Rashi? So take a look at our Sameach. Our Sameach is found elsewhere. It's found in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Zayin. And then take a look at the Rashba in Kedushin. Kedushin Chav Gimel Mulveiz, the Kedushin HaRashba, the Rashba cites a Gemara in Nedarim, right, with a fascinating Kiddush. Let's have to see, what exactly is the role, right, of the Baal HaKarban when it comes to Shechita? Right? Is it a Chiv incumbent upon the Kohen? Is it a Chiv which is incumbent upon the Baal HaKarban? Is the Kohen functioning in the capacity of a shliach when he performs the shechita? Is he a shliach of shluchei derachmano, shluchei didan? If he is somehow represent, who is he representing? Is he really a shliach of the Baal HaKarban when the Kohen is doing avoda? That's what the Rashba discusses. When do you assume Kohani shluchei derachmano? When do you assume Kohani Shluchi Didan? That's that Rashba and Kedushin of Chav Gimel Mabez. Right? So Rashi says the starting point is that there's a Chiyuv on the Baal HaKarban to perform the Shechita. Right? In which case, we understand very well why the Brach is lit. Right? And then what capacity we'll have to see is the Kohen function. Okay, so we'll pick up with the Shechita case.